I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
Here he is, our NFL ESPN insider, Adam Schefter. He joins us each and every week. He's presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Good morning, Adam.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're ready to fire everybody, Adam. We're scorching earth and ready to fire everybody. Talk me off the ledge. Why should the Broncos continue on with Vic Fangio and the rest of this coaching staff with seven games left to play?
Well, first of all, do you think a coaching change would do anything?
As far as fixing what's wrong, probably not, but, it would be the start of, hey guys, we're changing, you know, we're changing for the future.
Well, you know what, if they're going to do that, there's going to be time to do that after the season, right? So, I don't know that making a coaching change is all of a sudden going to inspire this team to go on some unlikely playoff push. And because they went to Mike Munchak as the interim head coach, that made, I don't see that. I mean, that's me. Right. To me, you know, it's been a fairly unstable organization. They've made a lot of changes. I believe that Vic deserves that, you know, to coach the season. I understand everybody's all mad over last week, but everybody wasn't mad the week before when they went into Dallas and dominated the Cowboys. And it's a week-to-week league. That's how it works. So to this week, everybody's all mad, and the week before, everybody's all happy. And if they – well, they're on a bye this week, so they won't win this week or they won't lose this week. But did they come back off the bye? Who did they play off the bye?
Chargers. And then Kansas City.
Well, if they can find a way to beat the Chargers, they won't be happy again, right? I mean, so you want them to make the change now at the bye, which they're clearly not going to do. Because if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now.
Well, Adam, here's the argument. And you can speak to this as somebody who cut your teeth here covering the Broncos during the glory years. The idea that, hey, you have a standard here when it comes to the Denver Broncos, or at least you had a standard. And in order to stay true to that standard or get back to that standard, there has to be accountability. And accountability means that these coaches get fired now, not at the end of the season. That's the argument.
I guess my argument to that would be this, that in this league, and I come back to this all the time, it's so simple, it's so cliched, it's so true. I don't care if they had Vince Lombardi coaching the team and they had a quarterback that was a lesser version of Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert, it's going to be a battle. It's just going to be a battle until that position is solved. And the team has made mistakes at the quarterback position that have basically made life difficult for the coaches. And so the coach has to take the fall because they haven't made the right quarterback move. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Like, so who do you bring in? Still the same quarterback situation. You're still operating with a B-level quarterback against A-level quarterbacks. And so you're doomed anyway. Honestly, the best thing they could do is get to the offseason and go see if they could go get Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson if that legal situation is sorted out and figured out. See if you go get an established veteran quarterback, compete with these other guys, and get the franchise back to what you're talking about, Mike. To its proud days. And, okay, so you hold some of the accountable. Great, you just fired Vic. Same quarterback, same situation, same everything.
Hey, you mentioned this being a week-to-week league, and I don't know if there's ever been more of a week-to-week league kind of testament than the last 2 weekends. Have you ever seen a situation like we're in right now to where it just, I mean, I have no idea. Like, my picks, like, you pick games, there's no rhyme nor reason. It is, to me, it's the craziest time I ever remember this league being so week to week.
Well, if you go back and look in weeks 9 and 10, I think there were, I don't know, nine first place teams that lost games or whatever. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And so it's very difficult to figure. There are always midweek lulls. And the best teams are going to be the consistent teams. The consistent teams. You know who's won three straight games on each conference? Or three straight games? The Patriots, Chiefs, and Titans. And, you know, they're in a situation where they seem to be pushing ahead in the AFC, moving to the top of their divisions. taking hold of their fates. It's about consistency. It's about not playing a game like the Cowboys played or like the Cardinals played or like the Bills played. Like, you got to avoid those minefields if you can somehow. And I think that the really good teams, by and large, do that. Now, inevitably, say, you remember your championship years, there was the inevitable banana peel slip up. It happens.
Right.
But the team bounces right back and gets right back on track, usually. Right?
Yeah. And usually that's exactly how it works.
Hey, Adam, it's a championship-level team.
Yeah, exactly. All right, brother, man. Listen, go do your thing. We are rolling, so we appreciate you, as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Where are you this week, Stink?
I am in Philadelphia with New Orleans and the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, it should be a really good game. Really good game.
Yeah, good for you. I'll look forward to watching.
Thanks, buddy. There he goes, Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. There he goes. He had fun.